Hi, how are you? Depending on when you're listening to this episode, it could be at night, in the morning, or in the afternoon. I'd like to take this moment to personally thank you for listening and to ask you to please share this audio, share this content with your friends so we can get more listeners. As always, thank you for listening. Let's cue in the intro.
You are now listening to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast, hosted by Reese Chanson.
Today we're talking Nimona, an incredible animation by Netflix. It's an original. It's based on a book. Wow. I am lost for words. If you don't watch animation or cartoon, whatever you want to put it in your own mind, you should definitely sit down and watch this. The storyline is well placed. Like, I really loved Nimona. It's beautiful, fast-paced, funny, and emotional. It's set in some sort of futuristic medieval time or medieval world with flying cars and subways and lightsaber type of swords that shoot lasers out of them. It's really a visual delight to look at, and the characters are well developed and wonderfully voiced. It's just amazing. And then Nomani herself is a true original. She's quirky, feisty, and anti-hero at that matter, and she's just out there to cause mayhem, you know, and chaos. But as we get to know her, we realize she just wants to be accepted. And, you know, not the fear that she endures or seems like she brings out, that, you know, she causes, that people seem to be getting from others. People seem to be fearful of her because she has the ability to shapeshift. She can turn literally into literally anything she puts her mind into. Other people, other creatures of the animal kingdom. She's that good at shapeshifting. And the development between herself, and Lord Ballister is truly, genuinely moving. Like two outcasts. Both people have been outcast. Lord Ballister has been outcast or cast aside because he's sort of responsible in a way for a queen dying. Well, the backstory here is Ballister was a peasant or a commoner, and he was said to be knighted after a queen saw the potential that he had and his desire to be a knight. He was sort of given a privilege to train at this institution that trains future knights and future heroes of said kingdom. And on the day of, on the coronation day, the day that he gets knighted, somehow his sword just releases a laser that shoots the queen in, right in the heart, and she dies. And Ballister, Lord Ballister, or Sir Ballister, because he was already knighted in a way, becomes labeled as a murderer, a queen killer. And he's sort of runs away and hides in the shadows. And while he's in the shadows hiding, trying to figure out why the queen died at his position, who framed him, if he's framed, Nimona shows up and sort of asks to be his psychic. Because the whole, her whole purpose, the whole idea of coming to Ballister's aid or side is because she's an outcast and he's an outcast. So in some sort of way, she felt like if we're both hated by the world, maybe we could be friends because we have no one, literally no one. And that in itself sort of made it a genuine bond between two people that was almost unbreakable towards the end. Of course, there are moments throughout the film that there's a few vulnerable moments, and towards the end, Nomona loses her cool because of the words of Ballister after he was sort of deceived or believed false information. Basically, the show also, or the film rather, also gives you an idea that you shouldn't really believe everything you hear, regardless of who the source is. We should form our own opinions. We should, we shouldn't accept everything that's being handed to us without actually discovering actual truth ourselves. That's one of the lessons the film teaches. The film teaches that we need to be tolerant, that everyone, regardless of how different they may be or how different they seem, how different they behave, act, look, think, does not necessarily mean that they don't deserve to be loved. They don't deserve to be understood and appreciated for who they are. So it teaches that in a way. And you can broaden it in any possible way that you want to broaden it. You can compare it to the race situation, that you can't judge people by their color without knowing the story, who they are, where they come from, how do they get there. Sometimes the enemies that we consider, or people that we consider bad, they're just people or things that are just defending themselves because we attacked first. You know, so, and that, it's a beautiful tale, and it's so beautiful that it shows levels of class, that if you built everything on tradition that certain people are not entitled, cannot be privileged, cannot receive, cannot get to a certain point because of where and how and who they are from or whose offspring they are, is unfair, that someone has to try to break the cycle and try to be something or whatever they desire to be, and that those that empower shouldn't cling on to stereotypes and believe that, you know, a common man cannot achieve his dreams if he works hard. Even if he works hard enough and achieves his goals and dreams, we shouldn't sabotage him just to fulfill a prophecy, to fulfill a propaganda, to fulfill a lie that we don't even have facts that it's factual. Like, how are you so hell-bound in proving something it's real and believing in something that happened over 1,000 years ago that you don't even want to learn new things that could, you know, better or make you understand a certain thing slightly better? You're just so fixated on what you already knew, and you're not interested in any new information that could sway you or change your perspective on how you view things. So this film is quite original. It's so much better. I didn't think I would enjoy it as much as I did, and I really loved it. Like, I truly loved it. It was amazing. Like, I would recommend this to literally anyone. You can watch this with your kids if you got kids. You can watch this with your grandparents. You can literally watch this film with anyone. Anyone with brain cells and a moral compass of understanding simple things will enjoy this film. It's just self-explanatory. It's brilliant. So many lessons in this. This is what parents should be making their kids watch instead of nonsense-filled stuff. It's got love in this. Of course, it has love of the LGBTQ community. The main character, or the one of the lead protagonists, is gay. So that's a heads up for anyone else who's watching. So, but if you're really looking for an interesting story, you'll love this. And there's so many lessons. Like, it shows you that even if someone says they love you, sometimes the love isn't enough for them to believe you. They'd rather believe outside forces than believe you, because you're not credible enough. And it's beautiful how there's forgiveness in this film. Like Lord Ballister's arm gets chopped off by Lord Ambrose, who happens to be his lover. And he still believes in the love that they shared, Ballister, even when it seems impossible that Ambrose is in love with him. It was still in love with him. But of course, throughout the film, we get to see more that Ambrose and Ballister have a deep bond. And towards the end of the film, their bond is solidified as they show compassion and love towards each other. And Nomona gets the love and appreciation that she seeked. The whole town is loving, forgiving, caring, missing her. And somehow towards the last few seconds, she sort of magically reappears, and first thing she says is hi, boss, because she cleared Ballister's name. She can officially be Ballister's sidekick, which is weird because she's more powerful than he is. So I don't know about that, but ultimately her purpose of being a psychic, her purpose was to belong to something, to someone, to be part of something, to have a friend, to be loved, to be appreciated. And then when they give her a backstory, how she got where she is, you discover that this whole town was built to throw her away, to cast her aside. And when you think the person that cast her aside the most is her best friend at the time when she was young, when they were young, who happens to be the town's spokesperson, the town's hero. And the town's hero, the town's leading woman, or whatever that happened 1,000 years ago, happens to be a former friend of Nomona, who also believed the propaganda, the lies, words that she was told by people who didn't even know what they were talking about. Just because someone was different or did something different, they cast her aside. And instead of her defending her friend, she did the same thing, breaking her friend's heart and having people attack her to the point where she had to defend herself and lost herself within the rage she had, and basically condemned herself, or was condemned to being a monster. They build a whole city around her to keep her outside, but she's a bird so she can fly in. And she finds Ballister, and the rest is history. Truly an incredible, incredible. Like, I'd give this a 10 out of 10. Brilliant. I have no complaints. Okay, the only complaint is I would have loved to see Nomona's last scene, but I heard her voice and her power flash showed, so it's really, that's the only thing. Only thing I wanted to see was more of her. That's it. So overall, an incredible film. Anyone and everyone should watch this. That's my opinion on the matter. If you're looking for a great time to watch with the kids, your wife, your girlfriend, your grandma, this is the film for you. If you want to have fun, this is the film for you.
Now that was entertaining. You just listened to an episode of the Let's Netflix and Chill podcast with Reese Jansen. With that being said, remember to support the podcast on Patreon. And let's hang out another time. Adios, folks. Adios.